It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
$1,212. So nice. Yeah. I do. Brett's not in here, so I'm going to say I do love when it gets this high.
I'll do the impression then. I love when it gets up there.
I love it. And it's up there. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Holly, good morning.
Good morning. I think that we are not planning our meals for the week and going to the grocery store and shopping for the week like my mom used to do.
Good.
So
guess.
We're not planning for the week. We're just kind of winging it.
Yeah, going to the grocery store probably five times a week instead of once a week.
Yeah, that's me. I'm like, I'll go get something, and then I'm like, oh man, I didn't plan. We don't want chicken again. I got to run back.
You're gonna be shocked by this, Kathy Romano. I plan everything.
I have
it all done. I buy in bulk.
But do you have exact meals for the day? Like, you know, one day I'm gonna do chicken, potatoes, and broccoli.
Yeah.
Next day, you do know.
I pretty much
know.
And I'll always make more so I can be like, all right, I had that on Tuesday. I'm going to eat that again on Wednesday.
And are you on point with the amount that you buy at the store?
Yeah. Pretty good.
He's so proud of himself.
She's like, I hate that. Wait,
Holly, great guess. Not correct, though.
Great guess. Great one.
All right. Thank you.
Keep trying, Holly. 888-333-B101. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing?
I think she said, I hate you, Bobby, in the background.
I was going to ask, what did she say?
She did, that's awesome.
I was like, Holly, I know, me too.
I love you, Holly. All right.
Did you have to adjust the grocery list when Elise started saying
yes,
over?
Yes, absolutely. And then she was better at more of like, all right, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. She's also good at helping me. She knows that Bobby's a planner.
Bobby's a planner.
Bobby's
and
a
do you
planner.
Do all the shopping?
No.
No?
No. Elise is really good at finding different deals at different places. I'm always just like, I'm going to one place. That's all I'm getting. I'm not going anywhere else. And then I'm going home.
I am with you.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law shops the deals. So she'll go to like three different grocery stores in a week. No.
No. No, I want to go to one place, one time, and then go home.
Yeah. Like if I go to Acme, like we're getting everything at Acme. If I go to Whole Foods, we're getting everything at Whole Foods.
I'll go to PJ's first and then Ott's and then another bar, but I'm just going to one supermarket, okay? That's the deal.
It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? $1,212, 888-333-B101. No, what? Getting up there. Oh. Bobby gives me cues off the air.
And I was. Just a second ago. I was like, hey, we're going to do this, this, this. And then no one responded.
And I didn't acknowledge.
I go, okay, here we go. And this is the show. But somehow we pull this off. I don't know how.
Literally was like going and no one responded.
I'm barking out orders to the two of them and they're just still having their conversation. And I'm like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And they're just still talking and laughing and there's 6 seconds left. And I go, all right, whatever.
I just put
the microphones on.
Can't be that important.
Yeah, right. Whatever it is. What you guys are talking about is in 4 months. What I'm talking about is going to happen in 7 seconds.
4 seconds.
Yes, so please prepare.
It's like, hello, anyone?
Hello, people.
Bobby, we got this. $1,212. It's a good bet you're not doing
Chrissy,
this.
Chrissy, help me. Help
what
me, Chrissy.
What are you doing? Chrissy, good morning. What is your guess?
Not following through on a recipe, just doing like half of it.
Like throwing your own little things in there. We did have this conversation not that long ago.
Yeah, so my mom forgot sugar once making a cake.
Amazing.
And we were all so excited about this cake because it looked amazing. And we all took a bite and we were like, something going on here. This is a little rough. She was like, don't eat it. Don't eat. Everyone stop.
Ooh. As a child with OCD who wanted to be a chef growing up, I found that I liked baking a lot more because you had to follow it exactly.
Same.
My OCD, I was like, there's no straying from the path here. I can't add what I'd like.
Chrissy, unfortunately, that's not the correct answer.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You got it.
And sorry, I was thrown off a little bit because I keep referring to Brett as my work son. And what you just said, my son and I were sitting in the car the other day. And he goes, Mom, have you ever heard of OCD? And I go, yeah. He goes, I think I have it. So Brett's telling this story. And I'm like, oh, my God, I just had this conversation with my son. I had to explain to him, you're probably not medically diagnosed with OCD, but maybe you have like a few little tendencies and people throw that out there, you know, like, because I'm like, I don't want this kid to convince himself that he's OCD.
Two things that happen all the time, everyone listening to the show. One is I'm yelling, going, we're going on the air right now, focus. The other you hear all the time is, I feel like I'm talking to my son.
Yeah, yeah.
Kathy says that all the time to Brett. I feel like I'm talking to my son.
I called him Jace earlier this morning. Yes.
Well, you might want to get him tested because I was diagnosed.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Actually diagnosed?
Diagnosed ADHD and OCD. I'm proud to say it.
Look at that. Put that on your badge.
All right. Well, that's another conversation. Trisha, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you OCD? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
What are we not doing? What do you think we're not doing?
Growing our own vegetables and canning them.
Oh. I just had a conversation with my nail girl. She grows all her own fruits and vegetables in her backyard.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never done it. My sisters have. I've never done it.
My neighbors have like a little raised bed. They grow stuff there. And I think a lot more people are doing it now. Trisha, good guess, but not exactly what we're looking for.
No, okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you, too.
All right. And let's go to Julie. She'll be the last guest for this round. Julie, we've got $1,212. You want to take a guess?
I do. Let's see. I'm going to say we are not cooking a meal every day.
Oh, Julie.
Oh, Julie. Don't do that to me. No.
Julie. Oh, my gosh. Oh. All right.
All right. It's close.
Julie, write down, yes. Have the phone number on speed dial, and we're going to do it again at 9:10.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
All right.
I'm scared. As Brett here, you need to listen. Did you hear Brett's clue earlier this morning?
I did.
Okay. So to take that clue and come up with another guess and call us at 9:10.
Specifics.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Julie.
Thanks.
I would say have a good day, but she's not going to be able to concentrate until she gets through again at 9:10.
Thinking about it like crazy. Oh, my goodness.
We'll do it again. We've got $1,212. Get your alarm clocks ready. We'll do it at 9:10.
Earlier, Kathy was talking about, oh, my gosh, you are not going to believe what happened to me over the weekend. So I can't wait to hear this story.
Yes, something very traumatic. Very traumatic happened to me over the weekend. Almost something that, like, I would say this would never happen to me. And if it would, it would be a nightmare.
Oh, geez. And it happened.
It happened.
Ooh, we'll talk about it next on the Kathy Romano Show.
It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing for $1,212 this morning? Chrissy, hi.
Hi.
You want to take a guess?
Sure. I want to say it's not cooking a meal at lunchtime.
Oh.
Not cooking a meal at lunchtime.
Chrissy, we understand you're listening. We get it. We like what you're doing here. You're close, but no, that is not the answer.
Close.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right, Chrissy. I will say, if we don't get an answer today, call back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
888-333-B101. Keep your guesses coming. We've got $1,212 to give to somebody. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What are we not doing? Good morning, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. So it's a good bet we're not doing this. What are we not doing? We have $1,212 for the impossible question this morning. Mike, give us your answer.
We're not cooking at home every day. We are either going out or ordering out.
Not cooking at home every day, going out, ordering out. I definitely don't cook at home every day. Mike.
I don't think any of us do in here.
Yeah. Mike, no, sorry. That is not the correct answer.
All right, thank you.
You got it, Mike. You're in the ballpark, buddy. In the ballpark.
Nah.
He's like, whatever.
Whatever.
Diane, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
All right, we have $1,212, Diane. What do you think people are not doing?
They're not cooking their breakfast.
Oh, just grabbing and going, right?
Not cooking breakfast.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like everyone is so close, but no, Diane, that's not it.
Oh. Okay, thank you anyway.
Thank you. All right, last guess for this morning, Roxanne, this is up to you. If you get it, obviously you walk away with the money. If you don't, it's going to be $1,313. Tomorrow morning, Roxanne, give it to us.
But you're not cooking dinner tonight.
Oh, my gosh, Roxanne.
No.
You are so close. The game we always play, you know, like when you're a kid, you're getting warmer, you're getting hotter, You are on fire, Roxanne, but...
Okay.
No, that is not it.
Little,
don't say anything else.
Okay, I'll stop talking.
Don't say anything else. Roxanne, call back tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Love you guys.
All right. Have
a
great day.
I hope she gets it tomorrow, because when she hears it, she's going to go, oh.
So is Julie from earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so we are going to do this again tomorrow morning, $1,313. I know we're super close, but I still don't know if we're getting an answer
tomorrow.
You still
don't think so?
Because there's a thought process that somebody's got to hit.
Well, that's true.
Right?
There's some specifics you got to get to. Wait, you told me to stop talking. I'll stop talking.
And even though we're so close, that one teeny tiny specific... Somebody's got it.
That's
hit it,
true.
And then there might be a few more calls.
I guess that's why, Kathy, we call it the impossible question.
It's turning out that it is quite impossible. Tomorrow morning, 7:10 and 9:10, $1,313. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Morning Show. I will continue until noon.
You going swimming today? A little lake?
Not in a lake. I will never be swimming in a lake ever again.